Hey, it's Ryman coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos have had a quiet offseason for the most part, other than a few signings here or there, a big wide receiver signing, and announcing they're going to have new uniforms from the time doing this podcast. Actually, in about a week, they'll be released. Now, I think the quiet offseason's good. For the last few years, we've thrown money at free agents every offseason. It has not worked out. This offseason, we've made key additions. And I think the biggest one is Josh Reynolds' two-year deal, the wide receiver from Detroit. That guy can make plays, and he'll make plays that Jerry Jeudy was supposed to be making for the Broncos. And other than that, talked about some of the free agent signings on the last podcast the Broncos have made. And they've gone and made a few other splashes here and there. Nothing big, but guard Calvin Throckmorton out of Carolina, one-year deal. Sam Mustafa out of Baltimore, who used to be in New Orleans when Sean Payton was, played center. He's on a one-year deal. And Angelo Blackson, some more beef up front for the Broncos to stop the running game, one-year deal. And his most recent seasons were with Chicago and Jacksonville. Now, not a ton of other moves. Some people call it too quiet of an offseason for the Broncos. I like it. I think they're making key additions to rebuild the roster, rebuild the team in Sean Payton's image, and build it back up the correct way, and they're going to build through the draft. So I actually don't mind the offseason. I don't know if it's going to translate to a lot of success this year, but time will tell. Today, the Broncos reported their voluntary offseason program. Jarrett Stenham is the starting quarterback as the offseason program begins. We expect that to change, at least with an additional quarterback on the roster somewhere in the draft next week. And I don't know. I've gone back and forth where it's pointing. Right now, my thought is the Broncos will take Bo Nix. I think that's where it's going. I just don't know if they're willing to give up what they need to move up higher in the draft. You'd most likely have to give up PS2. Do you really want to do that? Now, Sean Payton's done crazier things, so it's possible. But I think given everything else, I could see the Broncos taking Bo Nix at this point. I think he'll fall to them. I don't even know if they'll trade up for him. I think that's who they may take. Time will tell. But we have to probably figure out who we're zeroing in on and make sure we get them. There's some talk about the Broncos getting Radler, who's another prospect that is expected to go in the second or third round. The Broncos have a mid-third round pick. Don't think he'll be there for that. So if they want him, they'd most likely have to trade back and then draft him, build some extra draft capital. We'll see what happens. But one way or another, it is going to be interesting come the draft late next week. Now, to the Broncos' new unis, announced they're going to be coming out on the 22nd, next Monday. I'm interested to see them. My big wish is don't screw it up. Do not screw it up. Hopefully it looks good. Reports are still of the white helmet. The same navy blue and orange are going to be prominent. There's going to be a throwback uniform. Hey, if it looks simple and slick, kind of a modern twist on simplicity, I am fine with that. Let's just hope it's not something like the Jaguars from a few years ago where they had the two-tone color helmet, some of the other ones that we've seen over the years. Let's hope it's good and it'll hold up for another 20 to 30 years just like our last set of uniforms did. That's really what I'm hoping for. But it'll be interesting. It'll be exciting. It'll be kind of a bittersweet moment because, really, I look at it and go, okay, the Broncos unis with the stripes on the side. They won 3 Super Bowls in those uniforms, plenty of playoff appearances, plenty of big moments, and really an era for me as a Broncos fan seeing them in those uniforms. I obviously saw them in the simple orange uniforms with the D on the side of the helmet before that. But, really, sometimes you think of the team in a certain look when they have something big happen, and you got to wonder in these new unis, like, what'll be tied to it? What'll be remembered to them in terms of success, victories? I think that's really what matters at the end of the day. People don't mind a uniform change here and there, but it better come with some W's and some memorable moments, some memorable playoff appearances. And if not, people could care less, I think, at the end of the day. Proof of that, the Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, who went on a changing fiasco and really almost seem more concerned about that than wins for a few years there. And you know, I just don't think fans care about that. You know, fine, change the look up, modernize it, do whatever the heck you want. but it better come with some W's. Now, the one thing I'm very happy about, though, is they're not changing the primary logo, the Broncos logo. Sounds like they may still have the throwback D logo in the mix somewhere. I'm glad they're not changing the modern logo, the one they've had since the Super Bowl victory. I think that pays tribute to the Super Bowl victories they've had. I almost feel like it'd be a little bit of a slap in the face to change that logo. I think that stays the prominent logo for as long as we can see far out in the future, just from the standpoint of if you're going to honor tradition, like they said they wanted to with the uniforms, you got to kind of leave that the logo. I think you have to go ahead and have the other logos mixed in. I hope the color rush or the snow capped is still involved somehow. The Bronco D with the blue outline instead of the white. I actually think that looks pretty slick. I hope that's still involved in some fashion. But it'll be interesting to see. But like I said, doesn't matter if there aren't W's attached to it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens come the draft next week. Hopefully we're talking about a Broncos quarterback on the roster, possibly a couple quarterbacks on the roster, seeing how we're building up the depth on the team. And really, the only unfortunate thing, or I should say fortunate and unfortunate thing that comes from disappointing seasons is the draft is a little more exciting. If you're already a prominent team, a dominant team, the draft I don't think is as exciting. When you're really trying to build things back up, it's more exciting, I think, for that fan base. So the Broncos fan base is in that position that it's a little more exciting right now. And one other thing to notate, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, of course, are dominating our division, there is a chance they may not even be in Kansas City years from now. I just find that ironic. Really, out of the division opponents, probably the two teams with the most wish-wash fans, I would say, have been the Chiefs and the Chargers over the years. Now, I get it from the standpoint of you don't want to go ahead and pay these extra taxes and everything for a bunch of millionaires and billionaires that should be able to, you know, build up their stadium. I understand that. But at the same time, the Chiefs have brought a lot of success and revenue to that area. So a little surprising that the population there, along with that fan base that's there, didn't approve the renovations for Arrowhead Stadium, with the Hunt family paying a good portion of those renovations. Part of that may be that despite the Chiefs' success, a lot of people don't like that ownership group still. So it could be that too. But just kind of irony that the team that's dominating our division and seems to be having a bandwagon of fans may not even be where they are currently here in the next few years. Time will tell. Who knows? Could always happen to the Broncos, although I could never see that. Just kind of a little bit of interesting irony there in Kansas City. So back to the Broncos, though. Let's hope we make enough moves to make a splash in the AFC West this year. I'm interested to see what the other teams are going to do. I'm really interested to see what the Chargers are going to do in the draft, too. If we're talking about keeping an eye on other teams in the division. Jim Harbaugh has cut some notable players himself. I think he is building it back up there the same way Sean Payton's trying to do it in Denver. Maybe with a little more notoriety because they have their quarterback. And I think if Denver can get their quarterback, I think Sean Payton realizes that if you can find your guy, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a shot at the end of the day if you can find your guy. If you can find your Herbert, your Mahomes, if you can find that franchise guy that you know, okay, we have to build out the rest of the roster, but at the end of the day, we know we have this. And so hopefully one way or another, through draft, through trade, possibly Stenham's the answer. That's not a lot of people's favorable opinion right now. But find our guy, and we've got a shot. So it all starts in just over about a week from now for the NFL draft. And I am very curious to see what will happen. I got to think there'll be some trades in there to try to build up some more draft capital. And possibly get that quarterback. We'll see what that looks like. I have no clue what that looks like right now. Rarely the experts are right on the draft. So really the options I hear the most or the opinions I hear the most, I believe the least in terms of what we'll see next week. But the wait is almost over and offseason programs have begun. Starting today for the Broncos, draft just over a week away. Interesting things going on. Like I say so many times, In many ways, there is never an offseason in the NFL in terms of there's always something going on in terms of some type of activity. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter, or as they like to call it now, X, at DDCR_BCB. Or on TikTok at DDCR_BCB.